At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Barbara and Declan are here once again. Probably either of you could do that.
What?
Cash machine read at this date. You've heard it so often.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. No, but I thought you were going to say either of you could win that, because I'm sitting here thinking what I could do with 264 or 5 or whatever it was.
Oh, don't say it. That's a lot of root canals. Yeah, 264.
It's a lot of root canals. Yeah. I don't want a lot of root canals, but I'd certainly be happy to be able to pay for the one that I've coming down the tracks. It'd be great.
Yeah.
You're meant to say, oh, God, that's awful. Do you have to go for a root canal? Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, no, but we already had this conversation before I came in here, and so do I. Yeah.
So that was a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, guys. No. This is show business.
Sometimes we have to, you know, have actual real life.
Yeah. Lovely teeth, Barbara.
I'm going to write into that program, you know, on News Talk, and ask them for any advice about
the best advice in the country.
Yes, exactly.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's the one.
In the last few months, I've been seeing. Now, this is a gay couple. Which is a useful context that often people don't actually give us. Mm. In the last few months, I've been seeing a guy who I'm extremely happy with, and everything's been going perfectly. It was time to meet his family, so I went to the family home to meet both his parents and his siblings. To my shock and horror, his brother is someone who I've hooked up with on more than one occasion, and I've had quite interesting encounters with, let's say. I had zero clue they were related in any way, but the real dilemma is whether this to reveal this to the guy I'm dating. The brother was equally as shocked and mortified, and it will clearly be a thing going forward. We are very open with each other, and our relationship is built on trust, so I feel as though he has a right to know, and keeping it a secret would betray the communication we have. We are all in our early 20s, stuck in the family home, so we'll be seeing the brother on a very regular occasion, regular occasions going forward.
God. I'll be honest with you, I didn't see the addendum they put to this about being a gay couple until after I had ruminated on it. Yes. And really, I'm not sure how much help I'm going to be, because my first thing was like, oh, holy God, that's very awkward. Like, that's just desperate.
No, we're sure it's... actually, in this case, it's probably not that relevant if they're gay or straight.
Well, maybe it's not. That's what I will defer to my esteemed learned colleague over here in a minute. But, I mean, sometimes I read these things and I think I'm too old. You know, in my day, you kind of went out with somebody. There wasn't as much hooking up. Like, you just went out or you didn't go out with somebody or whatever, which kind of, in lots of ways, is easier and less complicated.
But people had one night stands.
You had one night stands. Yeah, I guess you had one night stands. But this is a repeated, like, more than one occasion. And the mind boggles as to what quite interesting encounters means. But anyway, again, I'll defer to my learned colleague who might enlighten us a bit in that.
Who'll describe them in detail.
Yeah, detail. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn it up. Education. If you've got kids in the car, make sure to turn it up.
Trump, turn up the volume, Trump.
But yeah, like, I mean, the bottom line is that I believe that, you have to tell the boyfriend, you have to tell the person you're in a relationship. Now, particularly as you say that you're very happy and everything is going perfectly, well, then I think honesty and trust is the bedrock of any relationship. So therefore, I do think you have to tell him. And if you don't tell him, you also run the risk that his brother might tell him at some point down the road when they're having an argument about something, or I don't know. So I would definitely tell him, but I mean, I think you should be aware potentially that this could make things difficult.
You should get a job in the government press office.
Yes.
It's a challenging situation.
I'm trying to be, exactly. I mean, I hope it doesn't make things difficult, but I think potentially it could. But I think you've no choice, but you have to tell him. Like, unfortunately, there isn't an option of somewhere in between either telling them or not telling them. And I think you have to tell them. Now, learned colleague.
Yeah, no, I don't think my first point would be, I don't think I am any more learned in this situation than you'd be, because
I'd say you'd be more learned in the quite interesting encounters department than I would be.
Well, that says more about your life than mine.
That's me. Put back in my box.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
You,
because that's the kind of look. At the end of the day, these are three gay guys, okay? And they're in a situation that I think quite likely has happened for straight people before in the past. Mm. I'm sure there are people out there who are married to somebody whose brother they went out with when they were younger or whatever, or there's two sisters who went out with the same guy. This stuff happens. It's awkward when it does happen. It depends on what happens. The dynamic between the siblings or whatever is one aspect of it.
Yeah.
The other aspect is how judgmental it is on the person who has had the connection with both people. And like you're saying, and that you kind of alluded to that, at the end of your comment. You're talking about, you know, what people do, and you know, I don't even think people had hookups in my day. Of course they did.
I didn't say that. I just said it wasn't as common, shall we say.
Yeah.
There were one night stands.
And that speaks to a kind of an idea, whether true or not, about a kind of a moral code. Careful about behaviour and all that.
Yeah. We were too busy, you know, learning at bushes and singing
Come All
You, you know, learning under hedgerows.
Yeah, exactly.
And dancing at the crossroads.
Dancing at the crossroads. And everyone's dressed below their knee.
Yeah. So whatever about that. But the reality of it is, okay, the situation is that it is completely mortifying. It doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight. That's a really awkward situation.
Do you think the fact, though, and again, I'm comparing it back to my day, when, yes, there were one night stands, but a one night stand tended to be just that, because this has been a repeated encounter.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make a difference?
Because that speaks to me about a lack of embarrassment about a one night stand, which is a different topic. That's about, like, if you're going to have a one night stand and then you have another one, and you're quite, and both people are complicit and consensual about that. That's one way of behaving.
But you see,
and there is a lot of that in the gay community.
Tended to happen by accident. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. In other words, you were out, you met somebody and it was a one-night stand.
Oh, my clothes fell off by accident.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Because there was no social media, there was no mobile phones and that kind of stuff, it was harder to find that person again if you wanted to hook up again.
You could be in a group of people and then, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, you kind of get off with the same person a few times and go home a few times, and that's kind of pretty much the same thing.
Even though you have no relationship.
Well, you mightn't even like each other. Might be.
No, that's true.
Sometimes hate sex is the best sex.
God, them were the days.
Them were the days, really. You used to be called misty-eyed.
You used to be called no strings attached, not hate sex.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. but look, the reality of it is that the no strings attached side of it is kind of, you know, usually that's no judgment. Now, of course, there will be people of a more conservative bent who might say that that is not a good way to be because there are consequences.
I wasn't saying that now.
No, but this guy found one of the scenarios, one of the awkward side effects.
But what should he do?
Well, look, he's in a situation where, first of all,
what would you do?
It doesn't matter. I don't think he's done anything wrong.
No, he hasn't done anything wrong.
So therefore, going from this point onwards in time, by not telling this person who he says he has an open and trusting relationship with, if he doesn't say anything, he's now creating deceit and he's creating a wrong.
That's
what I would say. So that's what, and you already pointed it out, that it's a bit of a mess. Unfortunately, this is a mess.
Yeah.
It can turn out positively in one or two situations, but I think on the large, it's probably going to become this big awkward mess because it relies on three individuals who have different perspectives on the situation, all deciding to be kind of cool with whatever happened in the past and moving forward. Now, I'm not saying that it can't happen. I think it's quite likely that if people are having casual hookups, that they might find a way in their worldview to kind of move on forward. But I think it's always really difficult for somebody who is in a casual situation to then try to kind of formalize that relationship. Even if it was just, you know, say you and I were in a casual thing, and you wanted to turn the casual thing into a more
serious thing.
That
I'd ask you
change.
To marry me.
Exactly.
The email doesn't imply that it was ever on the cards this pair.
No.
This was just sex.
I feel like I'm rambling off around the corner.
Yeah.
Look, the bottom line, I think this guy needs to turn to the guy he's with at the moment and say, I need to tell you this awkward thing that's happened.
Yeah.
I don't feel I did anything wrong, but I would feel I was doing something wrong.
Well, he didn't, because he didn't. I mean, if he'd done it after he was going out with your man.
Well, surely the only question is that when he tells his boyfriend this,
what the consequences are.
Yeah, the boyfriend might, and quite understandably go, I'm sorry, I just can't.
I can't live with this forever. That's what I'm saying. But the point of the matter is the other option is to not say anything or to only speak to the brother and go, the other, you know, brother from before, to say, don't say, I think that's a really daft
that's
idea.
Bad.
I think
no,
the best
bad.
Idea is to come out and say,
and it can come out in a temporary.
No, it tells him there's gonna you're gonna have to ask questions when, for how long, or the circumstance, you know. And then the more you find out, the less you want to know. But you have to know.
I
think you give the bare minimum, and you certainly don't mention the interesting bit.
Yeah,
whatever
maybe
that
not.
Is.
Yeah.
Which I'm still worried.
But all it would be there.
Some speculation that the brother mightn't be out.
Well, that's irrelevant because it doesn't matter. The players don't matter as much as the idea
the fact of
open honesty between the people who are supposedly in a relationship with each other. And the bottom line is, unfortunately, the consequence of being truthful with this guy's partner is the partner likely going, oh, I have the ick because you were with my brother, or my brother will be forever uncomfortable, or my brother will say it to the family, or whatever it is, and it all becomes this horrible mess.
Yeah. Imagine they get married and the brother's the best man. What kind of a speech is that be?
When I first met. So it's like, it's a lesson to us all, you know.
Yeah, it's a lesson
be careful
to
what doorstep you're on.
He obviously has a type.
Yeah. Well, there's one positive comment. Look on the bright side. At least it wasn't the father.
Very good.
Whoa. I'm sure it's happened.
Both myself and my husband retired early this year, and we were so looking forward to a new phase of life. A few weeks before I finished work, my older son moved home from Australia and came to stay, brackets, temporarily. Over 6 months later, he's still here and shows no sign of moving. Then, about 6 weeks ago, our other son's relationship broke down. His partner kicked him out while she stays in the family home with their children. We're devastated by the split and have no issue being a soft landing for him, but it's not a permanent solution. We've taken to booking weekends away just to be alone because our house is too cramped for four adults. Our children are in their late 30s. And this is not what we envisaged for our retirement. I feel like I'm constantly cooking and cleaning up after them, and we've reverted to childhood, but with grown men, and it's infuriating. I know it's a dire situation for everyone, but at what point can you legitimately tell your adult children they need to move out?
In a turn for the books, I'm going to defer to your expertise in having grown children in a moment. But I do think that this problem needs to be split into two component parts. One is the backstory of people not being able to find starter homes or whatever they are, or people, dealing with, broken marriages and having nowhere to go, so therefore moving back home as a stopgap. That whole backstory is one part of the puzzle, meaning that adults end up back in a family home. Now, they're adults. The other part of the problem is the parents, or, the mother here in this instance, acting like her adult children are still children.
Yeah.
And kind of the bit that, rotted me was where she was talking, I'm constantly cooking and cleaning after them. And we have reverted, not I have reverted or I have allowed this reversion. But, that's the bit that I think that needs to be looked at. And that's the bit that there could actually be some action made to allow this retired couple to actually just enjoy the fruits of their retirement and just do stuff.
Yeah.
Leave the other two to their, they have a roof over their head. End of story, as far as I'm concerned.
I think you've hit the nail on the head in
bang,
actual
bang.
Fact. Bang, bang. Yeah, I do. I mean, I think this is a great problem because I think this is not unusual.
Oh, God, no.
And certainly, as Declan has already said, me being much older than he is and having adult children, like this boomeranging kids who go, whether it's to Australia or they get married and they move out and they have their own lives and then they come back again, usually temporarily, but it's how long is a piece of string? It can be a year, it can be more, or it can be weeks or months or whatever. And as Declan said, there's a whole big thing about that and why that happens and why people can't afford to live on their own and all that kind of stuff. But, and I mean, I know, and this is the problem here, I think, for this mammy in particular, is that she has tasted that delicious freedom.
Ever so briefly.
Like, we have had nobody at home for the last 2 weeks because our youngest is away on holidays. And I just said to himself the other day, oh my God, the house is so clean, so tidy, so quiet, and it's actually lovely. And I'm not wishing, I would be welcoming my daughter.
I forget what her name, but there's an Irish comedian, she's a whole bit about every now and again she has this fantasy that her husband dies.
Yeah.
And she says, because I'd have the house gorgeous.
Yeah. I'd have the bed to myself and all, so I understand how this woman has tasted that, which I think is a huge part of life, particularly for women, when you get to that stage of being being retired, your kids are gone, and you have all this freedom that you haven't had for decades, and it's amazing. And now it's all been taken back from her because the lads, for two very good reasons, have moved home. And she can't really do a whole... I mean, I'm sure as a good mother or parent, you know, she's, as she said, she's happy to provide a soft landing for the fella who's married. Obviously, the other fella's come home from Australia. But as Declan has rightly pointed out, the mistake she is making is she's reverting to type. She's reverting to being mammy and doing all the cooking and cleaning. And that's where you've got to change your mindset from being mammy in a house with children to being in a house share with adults and setting down rules and setting down boundaries and setting down do's and don'ts and all the rest of it. Because the children are obviously adult children are quite happy that she's doing all the cooking and the cleaning and putting on the washing machine and hanging out the washing and all of that stuff. And it can be difficult and goes against your kind of natural instinct to go, I'm not doing that anymore. But she really has to do that, especially when you don't have what she would consider perhaps a valid reason. In other words, she's not going out to work. She's actually retired. Mm. She's entitled to be retired. She's done all this for years. She's brought them up. She does not have to do it anymore. So I would say, first of all, stop the cooking. Only cook a big meal for four adults if that's what you feel like doing. If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it. And don't you don't have the responsibility to provide dinner, breakfast, lunch and dinner for these men who are back in the house. And that can be hard to do, but you really need to do that. You also need to suggest that they might, if you fancy cooking one or two nights a week for everybody, fine. But then you need to say, okay, on a Tuesday, you're in charge of the cooking. And on a Thursday, you're in charge of the cooking. Do not take it all on yourself, because you'll just end up resenting it and it'll just be awful. And ditto with the cleaning. And again, I know it's hard to do because, again, I'm a woman and we all know that women are still pulling the double shift and doing most of the housework and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of women like me will go, oh, look, I'll do it myself because then it's done and I know it's done and it's clean and it's right and it's organised. But you really have to try and delegate tasks. In other words, will you run the Hoover over the floor today? Will you sort this out? And will you sort that out? And don't let yourself become a doormat, because that's what's happening. And it'll just build up huge resentment.
Well, even having to tell them requires energy as well.
It does, but it's really worth it, you know. And
surely she could say to the fella who's there, been there for 6 months, when he's moving out. Now, the other guy's only there 6 weeks and he's a mess. But
I mean, again, the fella who's come home, I mean, I think most of us, I know, like I have kids in Australia, right? And one of them is coming home to visit on Saturday, for 2 weeks. But when the day comes, hopefully, which it will come in a year or two, when she decides to come home, that's fine. I always want my kids to know they have a safe place and a house and a bed where they can, as long as we have the space, where they can live for as long as they want. But they look after themselves.
And it doesn't mean that you don't have to, you know, be a little bit, you know, resentful because they're taking up all that space or they're making a bit of a mess.
That's
and it doesn't also mean that while they're under your house, that you're precluded from getting in your van and driving off to some other place and doing windsurfing or whatever it is you do.
And that's what I was going to say to the woman as well, is that, you know, she doesn't need an excuse to say, I'm not cooking tonight. She doesn't need to say, well, I'm going out or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. She can just say, I'm not in the humour, so I'm not doing it. End of story. And I think more and more women need to do that, because otherwise you do end up being a doormat, especially in the current climate when it's very likely.
And if it's getting on her nerves at the moment, I think that she needs to just go, right, we're booking all it. We're just going to do our retirement
but
thing.
But that's what she's saying. They're going away on weekends.
Yeah,
in order to
it's
have
probably
the house
costing them a fortune.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're coming back and the house is a mess. And then, you know, because the two lads don't do anything.
I remember the first time we went away somewhere and the two adults were still at home. And I still have it pinned to the notice board in the utility room. Four pages of how to work the washing machine, what I expect, how often you need to hoover the floor. Although that doesn't need to remember my robot hoover is still right. How you need to put on the washing machine. The whole works and it's still hanging there. You do need to spoon feed them a bit. You do need to give them, you know, instructions one after the other, but let them do it.
Are the instructions all covered in dust now? No, obviously not.
They are all. The hoover doesn't go up. They are covered in dust.
I had two great dates with a guy. I was really excited about where it could go. We have loads in common, laughed a lot, so I was pretty into it. I brought him home on the second date, and when we got back to the house, we started kissing. It was awful. I actually told him less tongue at one stage, but it continued to be atrocious. I figured maybe it was just drink or something was off. So the next morning, decided to forgive him and give things another go. It did not improve. It was like a washing machine. I had to wipe my face at one point. He's been texting me flat out to arrange a third date, but I'm not sure I can put myself through it again. Is this the end? Or should I try to train him? Can you actually improve somebody's kissing technique? And he's in his 30s. So I just don't understand how he's still so bad.
Wow.
Four pages of instruction on the fridge.
Yeah, exactly. Can you actually improve someone's kissing technique? I don't actually know, but I know very clearly that I wouldn't be bothered, especially if it was like a washing machine and you had to wipe your face on a towel afterwards. Like, no, that is the level of training that would be involved there is way too much.
Yeah.
So to me, this is a deal breaker. To me, I would hightail it out of there. You couldn't be putting up with that. Just couldn't.
I think a lot of people, children, teenagers think that kissing is a technique, that it's kind of like you learn, you know, this thing you see in teen movies where they're practicing kissing on their arm and all that.
They don't actually show me.
Kissing on their arm, Barbara.
Yeah.
Look and learn, Barbara. Look and learn. But the reality of it is that, you know, the actual technicalities of kissing are as little to do with it. It's actually about attraction, isn't it? You can end up with somebody that you can't.
Oh, no, hello. I don't think I could be attracted to somebody who was like a washing machine and your face was wet.
Sometimes the actual moment, it's about somebody's ability to be kind of sexy. They're either just not sexy.
But you see, they move straight out of sexy as if they're dribbling and...
Because they're in a vibe of not being in the moment and they're thinking too much about, you know, either themselves. The bad kissers are, in my vast experience of kissing strangers. I remember being a kid and there being a song out called Kissing with Confidence.
Yeah.
Do you remember that song?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it was all this kind of, you know, how, you know, there was a big kind of spoken word bit about how you do it. And I remember the time going, that's stupid because, you know, if somebody did that, the other person's doing that to you at the same time, it wouldn't work because there needs to be a certain amount of like,
give and take.
One person to be the washing machine, the other person needs to be the laundry. You know what I'm saying? And this person probably just, this person who's complaining about this guy probably kisses in exactly the same awful way. That's why they don't work together.
Ooh.
No.
Yes.
No.
Sorry about.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Sorry about.
No. You're saying that she's
that
as
she's
bad a kisser as he is.
As well.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's terrible.
Why?
Well, that, if you take that as a rule, then there is no such thing as a bad kisser. There's a thing as two bad kissers together. But there's no such thing as one bad kisser.
I wouldn't know.
You're saying though the kissing is completely subjective?
Yes, of course it is. And if you're in the moment.
Oh,
and you're
sorry,
not,
no. A washing machine and a wet face, that's not subjective. I don't think it's a technique, but I think it is a dance. And I think when two people get together, you have to be able to.
It's a dance. And if you're not aware of the dance.
Oh, but Declan, I've never heard of anybody. Yeah, none of my friends anyway ever said, oh God, I went out with him and my face was wet from like the kisses and it was awful and I needed to wipe it on the towel.
There might be a touch of the old, you know, exaggeration, hyperbole going on in there, but... You know, whatever.
I think Declan's a bad kisser. I think that's why he's sticking up for your back.
Yeah, it's kind of almost. It's not technique. It's feel. It's like being able to dance, but you can learn to dance. But if you don't kind of feel the music inside you, you're less proficient a dancer.
Yeah, and I think if this woman is saying that she's getting kissed by this guy who she's attracted to,
she's basically
coming at her and you know like a washing machine in her face. Or a tongue
and
or mouth.
And her face is wet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's somebody who's not feeling the...
Unless you could get, you know, the dentist when they have that suction thing that they put into your mouth, you know, when they're doing, we're back in the dentist again. If you could get one of those and suction his mouth out first. Because he obviously has an awful lot of saliva going on.
Maybe. But if he's waggling his tongue around, that's producing saliva.
Oh.
That's the problem there.
Yeah. Is that what she means by the washing machine, that the tongue's just going a bit
mental? He's just shoving it in. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's just kind of rinsing
it
around her mouth.
Though,
I bet you she doesn't need a root canal. He's cleaning up her teeth for free. That's a good one. I'm going to see a dentist.
Can't just have lucky.
Do you know what? I think I'd prefer a root canal than to have to be dealing with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's gross.
I agree. I dump them. I agree.
Yeah, dump them. I wouldn't have the time or energy for that crack now.
Sorry.
You would, but I wouldn't.
I think what I'm saying is, they're probably both bad kisses. So she's probably going to get dumped anyway. So she might as well get in there quickly.
He's been texting her to go out again. She's not a bad kisser. I resent that. I think she's a good kisser, but like, no.
But then would he know what a good kisser is?
He probably
other than she opened her mouth, I shoved my tongue in there.
And did the washing machine thing. No, obviously. And obviously all his previous girlfriends have thought this is too much trouble as well and run for the hills.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're actually right, actually. Yeah.
Look, he's in his 30s.
Good luck.
30s, red flag there anyway. Barbara and Declan, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.